And here we have some much better buskers. I've got five pfennigs.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah, that's for the CD.
I'll give them 1 euro if you like. Go on.
No, you give me a euro.
Okay. It's whatever. Euros, that's fine. It's all good. This band is at www.brio-band.com/UA. So Brio is spelt B-R-I-O. U-A. So the website is www.brio-band.com/UA. What's UA?
Okay.
Eine Geige ist das?
Das ist eine Geige, ja. Das Bein ist eine Geige, das andere ist eine komisch aussehende Gitarre. Das ist keine richtige Gitarre. What's that guitar? That's not a proper guitar.
It hasn't got a sound hole, so it's just electric only.
Okay.
That's why it's plugged in.
Okay. Okay, good. Yes, I'm sure I can look it up. Once I've got internet, I can find out what that thing is.
And I know how to do that.
That's good. There we go. Next year.
Here's the one. Whoa. I think I might have to pause the recording now.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, we're back in the room. Right, Jana's done some research on the internet, and she's found the definitive source of knowledge.
Wikipedia.
And you found out that this hammered instrument, string instrument, that you sit down in front of, and it's like a piano, but without the piano keys and hammers.
Yeah, and it's a lot smaller.
You hammer it with something like drumsticks.
Yeah, that to me look a bit like spoons, because they're quite long, aren't they? I'll hold this. Okay, so they're quite long, and then they've got funny knobbly bits at the end, but they go up a bit, so they look a bit like a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And because I remember when I was a child, I would very often see sort of bands, I say bands, you know, the traditional folk bands come on, and there'd be someone playing this, and they'd move those sticks so quickly you couldn't even see them move. And then, yeah, but it's basically a string instrument, but it's they drum on it. Mm. And it's called a cimbalom. What was the other thing?
Yeah, cimbalom.
Cimbalom. And yes, so my first guess was correct. It was it's a traditional Hungarian instrument. How was it?
Charlie, Indigo, Mike, Bravo, Alpha, Lima, Oscar, Mike.
Yeah, hammered dulcimer, it says. A concert hammered dulcimer, a type of quadraphone composed of a large trapezoidal box with metal string stretched across its top. So, yeah, it comes from Hungary originally, but it's used in lots of Central European countries, which is why you found out the band is from...
Ukraine.
Yes, and that's one of the countries that was mentioned in there where this instrument is commonly used. So now we know. So there we go, that's the mystery solved, and now I finally know what this is. I never knew what it was called. I just remember old men with hats on in traditional, very sort of elaborate traditional costumes sitting there and hammering away at it. So it's quite interesting to see this in this fairly, you know, these young men in a modern, well, modern band, I say, but, you know, seeing that traditional instrument there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Where's your... Oh, right there. Okay, anyway, now we know.
Thank you very much for finding that out for us, darling.
It's all right. Well, you found out it was Ukraine, so...
Mm. Well, I just...
Joined effort.
Looked at the website, said it was under construction.
Yeah. In English and Russian.
Hmm.
Well, that wasn't much of a clue.
Well, you read that it was in Russian, because you can read Russian.
It looked like Russian. I could be wrong, but I think it was Russian. All right.
Toodle-boo.
Okay, bye.